Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, who will be here soon. Let's see. Let me see something here. I want to check out something here.
Okay. Don't put dead air on.
No, it's not dead air. It's not dead air. I promise. We're just, okay. Let me see here. Okay. I just wanted to make sure Barbara didn't call with her other number. She didn't. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and text her to let her know that it's okay to call in. Okay. But anyway, how are you doing, Dale?
I'm doing just super good. We went swimming today. Richard and I went swimming. Mm-hmm. That's the first time in a long time that we've gone swimming.
Over a month. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hello, Johnny.
I'm here. And how are you, Richard?
Oh, I'm fine, yeah. We went swimming. It really felt good after a month and so forth. Yeah, well, you got 7 collars. You better get going.
That's right. You want? I'll put one on, okay? This is area code 856. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
It's supposed to be on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
On the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Thank you. Okay, and who is this?
Gia.
And where are you calling from, Gia?
New Jersey.
Well, we've talked to you before. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
We've talked to you before, haven't we?
Been a little bit, yeah.
Okay, what's your question?
Whatever's coming up that's for the positive in the next week or so.
For the what?
What's positive with the next week or so coming up for me?
What's positive? Well, I see you getting out of the house. I see you going around. I see you, there's a talk of a new job or changing a job. There's lots of good positives that way, but I need more of a specific question.
More in a sense of relationship, friendship.
No, I can't do it that way. You have to be specific.
What do you mean specific? New relationship long term that's coming up?
All right. Are you talking about the guy or girl that you like?
I'm straight, a guy.
Okay, a guy. Okay, and do you have his name?
His name is Ralph.
Okay. Have you been seeing him a lot?
No, we're in 2 different countries right now.
Oh, I remember you. Okay. Well, are you doing like the 90-day fiancé where you're trying to get him over here?
I can bring him in another way, not a 90-day fiancé.
Okay. As long as you can bring him in another way, that may happen. So I would say continue on and go for it, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling. Johnny?
Okay. All right. Let's see here.
What's happening, Barbara?
My guess is that something, you know, if I had to guess, I would say it's something with her phone. She wouldn't be doing anything like that on purpose. I'll just keep my eye out for her. So,
okay.
All right.
Okay.
But wherever she is, I'm sure she's, you know, fine. Did you want to talk a little bit or go to the next caller?
Sure.
Okay, here's the next caller.
I'd like you to talk to Richard a little bit, see what's going on with him.
Now, Richard, you know, I've been pursuing people for the military panel, and I actually was talking to a nice lady last night, and she likes the idea, you know, but I'm trying to make sure that some of the women on the panel are female.
Okay.
You know.
Well, it's all right.
Yeah. I mean, you know, let me ask you this. When you were in the military, am I right in saying that 99% of the time you weren't alone?
Well, what do you mean by being alone?
I mean, they didn't send you off alone to do something.
Rarely.
That's what I felt, yeah.
That's an odd question.
I can explain the question. See, what it is that I'm trying to do some research go on.
Okay, let me add the thing here, John. As a photojournalist, I would go off to cover things, but I would be by myself. So in that sense, I'm alone. I'm not worried about who's in charge of me or anything like that. I would be covering whatever I was covering. If it was a simple thing like a change of command or something like that, I'm doing that all on my own. I don't have somebody hanging over my shoulder saying, turn left, turn right. Not the way I was... a regular photographer, photojournalist, not a cinematographer. Now that's different. You work in teams and so forth. Okay?
Well, the reason I asked that question, and I want to explain that question, is because when you look at the movies, it seems that what they always do is they send the hero alone to fight the enemy who has an army.
Oh, yeah, well, okay.
And it just seems that to me is the whole problem, you see. So what I wanted to kind of do was to kind of show the military as something that, you know, the way it really works. It's like Rambo, he goes in and everything's alone. He's always alone.
Yeah.
And okay. You know, more than likely, it's a team that does it with you.
Well, yeah, that's a movie. That's a movie. And they're going to put stuff in there that's not quite, you know, come close to the real thing. If you want to see the real thing, what's going on right now over in Ukraine and Russia, I'm finding very interesting because...
Mm-hmm.
Russia's getting kicked in the butt from the weapons that we are sending them. That's the way I read about it and hear about it on TV. And what really caught my mind was that it's finally coming out I think there was a couple of the Russian ships got sunk, and that was due to, I assume, or I think it's correct, weaponry that we, the USA, whoever, sent to them to help the Ukrainians out. And maybe, now that's real stuff. I'm trying to think of some movies that even come close. I can't think of any. I don't know. I really don't have a solid answer for you, I guess. Go ahead, John.
All right. But do you understand that question, Dale, now? It's like it's like Rambo is sort of betrayed in that fashion.
Not really, because the stuff you're into, I'm not into it. So I don't know. I mean, whatever Richard says, I believe is true.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, let's go to another call, and then we can go back to Richard.
All right. Area code 630. You are on the air.
With who, Johnny?
with Psyche Dale here.
Johnny, let's get this right. Yes. Hi, who is this?
Hi, Dale. It's Dion. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, and where are you calling from?
I'm in Wisconsin right now.
Okay. How can I help you, honey?
Okay, so I believe what I am going through is a transition in, from one career into the next career. And so I basically just would like some confirmation around that because it's I haven't changed careers in a long time, even though this is something that I really want. I'm following the path, but I just wanted to see if you were picking up that, like, am I on the right path? Is this really happening?
Well, what I don't understand is what path are you on? I mean, what job do you have? What path are you on?
So I was, you know, selling products, and then I wrote a book. And most recently, like, my book sales have peaked. And so I've been promoting the book more every day instead of really focusing on what selling product that I really don't even want to do anymore.
Okay. And so what do you want to go into?
I want to transition into being like an author.
Okay. I'm an author. I've written 5 books. The problem is with books at this point, and Richard's an author too, point in time, people are really not that interested in books yet. I think it's going to come around to where we will get the books coming back and have more than one bookstore besides Barnes & Noble and Amazon, but it hasn't reached that point yet. The best way, I hope, I think you are, is to get your book on Amazon. Have you done that?
Oh, yeah, it's on Amazon, and it's on Barnes & Noble and things like that. And I had a social media influencer talk about it, and it peaked. My sales peaked, and people are now starting to talk. What?
That's my point, is that it will peak in time. There's not a lot of money in books, but you can keep writing. And the only way that it's going to be major is if you get on national TV, talk about the book, and somebody's interested in the book that way, then it'll go through the roof. That's how it will happen. Otherwise, it's like beating a dead horse. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So... can you, do you have any connections to national TV?
No.
Well, it's time to get some somehow, some way. Because if you want to, you're asking me a question about, well, is it going to peak? Is it going to get better? It's not going to get better unless you get on national TV. Or you run some commercials about it on local television, 10-second commercials. And make them funny, and, you know, that way it can work. See, what I did was a three-ring circus. I had a show in Hawaii called ESPNU. Beside the show, I had books, and I would run commercials, 10-second commercials, on local television, and that's what picked up all my books and all the signings. So that's the only way I can help you at this point.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. I'm not trying to put you down, but this is such as life, the way it is right now.
Yeah, it's just because my regular day job has been so slow and, like, pretty much non-existent that I thought maybe that now was just when, like, the book was peaking. So I was working on getting that out there.
What kind of job did you have, sweetie?
Well, I sell windows. And I'm supposedly supposed to be working with this developer coming up on a job here. With that work, it'll be very steady. but mm-hmm. he hasn't officially given me the contract yet.
I got you. Well, all I can tell you is it will change. There's a million jobs out there, and eventually you will in that line of work with all the housing, you know, being so good, it will work. So just keep at it. As far as the book is concerned, just use it as a sideline.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay, sweetie, have a good one.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, thank you, ma'am.
Okay. Johnny, you did any word on Barbara?
No, but, you know, like I said, she would never do something like this on purpose. It's always something explainable. I mean, you know.
I know.
But, anyway, the, I wanted to ask you, I mean, does it feel differently when you do the show than when it does when it's a regular meeting?
What?
Do you feel different?
No. Because I do an in-depth reading.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like I'll do a tarot, and I'll do a psychic reading, and I'll hold an object of the person's, or I'll get pictures from the person, and that's how I do it. So it's very in-depth.
Mm-hmm.
This is I'm just touching the surface lightly for free to help people. That's what I'm doing.
I gotcha. Well, I'm going to, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and give the number out. It's 516-531-9874. And that's if you want to call in for your free reading with Psychic Dale Shear. So that's...
Yeah,
and
also, Johnny, Richard is a very talented writer and also an awesome painter. He has the ability to do both, which is amazing. And the books that he has out and... Buck's Call to Duty is on Amazon, and it's published, and his book is awesome, and he's written many others. So, I mean, you know, he's an author, too. It's just a shame that nowadays nobody's interested in books that much. Children's books they're really interested in, or the fantasy books, you know, where you have the robot and, you know, like a Top Gun type thing is coming out on the 27th. People are interested in that kind of thing, or Superman or Spider-Man. Fantasy characters, and I don't know why they're into that, but they are.
Things have to kind of move fast. You know, they kind of have to move really fast, I guess. Like, in the olden days, those movies, they kind of moved slow. Like, if you watched a movie like Citizen Kane, everything was kind of slow with the dialogue,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, nowadays, it's shoot 'em up and kill this one, kill that one. And it's very different from the time when I was growing up and, you know, you go to the movies, the Abbott and Costello, you know. It's different. You know, but, I mean, the old days, as a kid, they would tell you to go outside and play and don't come back till it's dark. I mean, you don't even
That's true.
Dare. Yeah, maybe you don't even dare tell your kid to do that nowadays.
They
wouldn't
know what to do.
Okay, do we have another caller?
We sure do. Area code 904, you are on the air.
With who? Hello.
Thank you, Dale Shear.
All right, Johnny, you can't forget this. Johnny, let's start again.
Okay, you're on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Okay.
Thank
who
you.
Is this person?
Hello.
Pardon me?
I just said
hello.
Hello.
What's your name?
My name is Pat.
And where are you calling from?
From Florida.
Oh, okay, Pat, from Florida. How is the weather over there now?
Oh, it's starting to get hot too soon. It was in the 90s today.
Oh, Lord. Mm. Okay. Mm. That's when you you start sweating. Would you believe in Nevada, they're calling for snow from Mother's Day?
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
Yeah, it's going to be.
Yesterday it was 80.
I grew up in the north, so I can empathize.
Yeah, yesterday was 80. Today was nice. And tomorrow is, it's going downhill from there to the 40s. It's unbelievable weather in Nevada.
Oh, that's such a drastic change.
Yeah, you need to, in your car, have four sets of clothes because you never know what it's going to do up here. But how can I help you?
I had a question about a potential relationship. Somebody in my work area has been kind of, pursuing me a little, and I fended it off a little because it's a little too quick. But I just want to see if you, and I do like him, but I don't know him well. I just wanted to see if you see anything developing around that. Benjamin.
Okay. And at your age, you don't fend anybody off. You don't fend anybody off. You don't back them off.
Yeah, it was just a little too quick of a pursuit. Scared me.
Why? How old are you now?
I'm in my 70s.
Okay.
But it was like, a tidal wave coming at me.
You want to wait till you die before you just go meet the guy? Come on. Just go for it.
Well, he hasn't asked me out.
Then you ask him now. What do you got to do? What do you got to do? Ask him out to lunch.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, and you go to a nice public place and have some coffee or whatever they do nowadays and enjoy and get to know him.
Yeah.
He really does like you, so that's a good thing.
Yeah.
You're one of the lucky ones.
Yeah. Well, I've been alone a long time, so I'm due and deserving.
Yeah, you are. I see that this could be very good for you, and it will make you very happy.
Yeah, he seems very nice, very sweet, and he's funny, and when you meet someone and it's in your work here. I'm sorry, what?
No, ask him out to lunch and see what happens, okay?
All right, my dear, thank you very much.
Thank you, darling.
Thanks. All right. Bye.
All right, thank you, ma'am.
Okay, Johnny. What else did you want to ask Richard? Because now's the time.
Well, I wanted to say something. Barbara is in a little bit of a rough situation. I won't go into the details because I would rather her do it. But like I said before, she never does anything like this on purpose. So usually when she's not on, there is a good reason. And they're just letting you know that there is a good reason. Okay, so she's, is just letting everybody know.
Busy.
Oh, actually, wait a second here. It says that she's going to call in right now. Okay, give me one second here.
Okay. Well, we're not going to sit and wait.
Well, no, I mean,
aloha.
Okay. Give me one second.
You're producing dead air.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Johnny.
Okay. All right.
Johnny,
give me one second here.
Hello.
Even Zero, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, Barbara.
Okay, Barbara.
Hi.
I'm so sorry. Everything
guys,
okay?
I had an emergency.
I know.
I just had to have my ring cut off. They said, thank goodness I came now, because it could have gotten really bad.
What
your
crazy
ring?
Item. You are nuts. You are nutsy like I am. I can't believe you. All the stuff that happens to me, weird stuff happens to you too. What happened?
Yeah. Okay. What well, room? Thank goodness I'm here now. Do we have a caller?
Well, we do, but I want to say something. I want to say something. You know, I know you, Barbara, and you don't do these kinds of things. You would never do something like this on purpose. And actually, it's funny. I texted her today. I said, don't forget about the show tonight. And then she wrote back, you don't have to remind me about Friday. So when you didn't call in, I was a little concerned. So I'm just glad you're okay.
I'm so happy.
Barbara,
where are you? Store. I went to the emergency, and we were waiting for 5 hours, so I went to a jewelry store. Shauna is here. She took care of me. She's the only one, the only friend that actually said, no, we're getting it off now, and she took care of me. Thank you, Shauna.
How did she get it off?
Oh, we went to the jeweler, and we had him actually cut it off.
Yeah.
Holy cow. You couldn't use any oil?
Oh, no. We iced it for an hour. Then we put olive oil and lotion. And, no, it was so swollen and infected and red. And it was just actually the jeweler said it's dangerous.
Thank you, Shauna, for taking care of Barbara. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we had to go to the emergency and the line. You know, it's not even safe to go there with everyone that's sick and the line. Well, we would have been there for 10 hours, even maybe till tomorrow or maybe 3 days.
So she came up with this idea to go to the jewelry store.
I called the first person I called said, come on in. We're waiting for you. I said, can you do a house call? They said, no, because of insurance. So we raced over there in the nick of time, and they chopped it off.
Yeah. They clipped it right off. It hurt, though.
I'm interested. Yes. What kind of ring was it?
Diamond, sapphire, white gold. I'm allergic to white gold, apparently.
Whoa. That's something
else. Did you take some, can I ask, did you take some antibiotics?
No.
Oh, you should.
Well, if you're all swollen and all that on your finger.
It's this big, red, horrible, rashy ring around my finger that looks hideous, y'all.
Yeah, but he's right.
You might want to take some antibiotics for that.
Take some antibiotics. Do you have any? Amoxicillin or anything?
Mm-hmm.
No, I do not have anything.
Okay, is your finger
antibiotic?
Yeah,
because we have white wine.
Yeah, we sure do.
Is your finger still swollen?
Yes. Yes, it's swollen and red.
Oh,
and
it's going to take 3 weeks to go down.
It's ugly.
It's
hideous.
It's not pretty.
It's not pretty.
Okay, I'm not talking ugly, hideous, or anything. Do you want to save your finger or not? You go to a doctor and get some antibiotics, or call your doctor, tell them what happened, and get some antibiotics, or you will lose that finger.
Oh, my gosh, that would look uglier. Okay, I will.
I'm not talking. This isn't a joke. This is serious.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This is
okay.
From what I see.
No, this is Dale Shear, Psychic Dale Shear, every Friday Psychic Night on Life, Laughter, Happiness. And my dad said the same thing, Dale. He said, go now. He was adamant about it, and so was Shauna. And so I did, and I am very sorry it cut into our show time.
That's okay.
I think your life is more important than that, but Barbara...
Yes. It's the
you're
name
not
of the show.
Doing this. You're not. You're poo-pooing it, and you need to go to a doctor. Or do you have a doctor?
Yes, I have one.
So we're going to call him, and we're going to tell him we need an antibiotic right away.
I already did go to the doctor, Dale, and he didn't have the tools to take care of it, and he said
what I said, Barbara. Listen, you call the doctor and get antibiotics.
Yeah, okay. You can call it in to CBS.
Okay. I will.
Yeah.
I'm not pooing. I won't poo-poo it. I will do it. I promise.
Yes.
Dale, I will. My whole hand up to my shoulder hurts, actually.
Whoa.
You better go.
That's where I showed up.
Do it now.
All right. We're going to call and get a amoxicillin called into the pharmacy.
Okay.
Now, when
okay.
we hang up with you,
do
that's
now.
Our first call.
Okay. We will not do it now. We'll wait till at least 6
no,
o'clock.
No, Barbara.
Then we're done with the
Barbara.
Show.
Barbara, you can
yes.
get off the phone now. And go and make the phone call. We are talking about gangrene. We're talking about a lot of stuff that you'd be down
yeah.
for months. So you better go do it now.
But the show must go on, Dale.
It's going on.
Not with
you,
Jeanette.
They can carry on with the show. They'll carry on with the show.
Johnny, are you okay with the show?
I'm okay with it. I want to see you get well. And I don't want to say
well, Johnny, right. she won't get well unless she goes to the doctor and gets antibiotics.
That's what I said. You don't get antibiotics.
And order an antibiotic. And
okay, you guys. Well, I guess I'm not going to finish the show then.
Bye.
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 Aloha.
Bye. Aloha.
Okay. Aloha. All right.
I see. She's as bad as me with stuff happening. I don't know. She takes a cake. But anyway, okay, let's go to the next caller.
Area code 631, you're on the air.
Hello?
It's who, Johnny? Johnny, who are you on the air with?
Psychic Dale Shear.
Eventually you'll get it.
I'm
okay.
sorry, Mom.
Who is
okay.
this?
Hello?
Yes, who is this?
Suzanne.
And where are you calling from?
Long Island.
Yes.
Long Island.
How can I help you?
Well, I don't have any specific names of guys or anything, but I just wanted to know if you see anyone coming in.
As far as your relationship is concerned, right?
Yes, please.
I don't see a relationship, but I see a lot of friendship, a lot of going out and going places. And doing things and possibility of living together. So you really, really, really need to go out more and to meet everybody and don't turn down anybody.
Okay.
And I see lots of men coming in for you.
Yeah. Well, in the future, I'm looking for a relationship. I don't want to, you know, be alone forever.
Well, that's what I'm talking about is the future, dear.
Oh, okay.
You won't be alone, ever.
Right. Do you see anything else good happening?
Well, honey, I can't do a real reading. I can only
okay.
do what you asked, and I thank you very much, okay?
You're welcome.
Thank you, ma'am.
And, Johnny, oh. I'm going to give out my phone number if anybody
okay.
wants to call for a private consultation.
Sure.
It's
okay.
808-372-1816, 808-372-1816 if you want a private consultation, or Dale, D-A-Y-L-E, Shear, S-C-H-E-A-R.com. Okay? Hey, Johnny, did you have any other questions?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I just hope Barbara's going to be okay.
Would you get off of it? Barbara will be fine if she just does what we tell her to do.
Okay. We have one more caller. So I'm going to put this person through. But first, what I'll do is I'm going to give out the number, which is area code 516-531-9874. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
And this lady this person is area code 757. So I'm going to say it right. You are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear. Area code 757.
Hello, good evening to all of you, and thanks for taking my call.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Vernell, and I'm calling from Virginia. And my birthday is on Sunday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Many more. What month is
thank
this?
You, thank
this
you.
May, so it's on Sunday. What are you, a Taurus?
Yes.
That's a rough one to be.
It is.
Yeah. You guys are stubborn. You do what you want when you want to do it. If someone doesn't belong in your life, you just oust them out. Sometimes you just rather be alone and do your own thing. And you like special projects.
Right.
Okay, how can I help you?
Okay, well you're right on everything on that.
Just answer me.
Okay, I was wondering, my next door neighbor, he's been sick for quite a while, and he's been in and out of the hospital so many times that I lost count, and all of a sudden he called an ambulance again this morning, and it wasn't even 7 o'clock, and I can't help but wonder if if his health is only going to get worse, and
that's something, sweetheart. I can't tell you. Because I would need to talk to him. What was wrong with him? What was wrong with him before?
Well, I know you told me he had a heart problem, and I know he's been drinking for a while. He was helping my boyfriend before he passed from cancer a few years ago. And so, it just seems like, he's always in his apartment by himself, and he couldn't even get up to go to the door, and I guess he has the phone next to him to call the ambulance.
I can't help you there, honey. I would need to talk to him. I don't know if he's going to make it or not. I mean, we have COVID out there. We have all kinds of things out there. So, don't know.
Okay. Well, can I ask you another question? I'm living in apartments for the disabled and seniors. And in this public housing, and I live quite a ways from my adult sons, and I want to move back because my own health reasons. I don't know if I might end up having to go into the hospital myself because that happened all of a sudden in the past before I moved to my current address, and so I was wondering if I would be able to find a place, even though they've been saying lately that there have been rent increases and places hard to find.
Well, you're hearing it right. Mm. And the unfortunate thing is I tried to find a place a few months back just to rent, and it took me 4 months to find one place. But I'm telling you, the chances of finding a place, unless you get on a list for disability or for seniors, that's the only way you're going to do it. There is no other way.
Yeah, I found out also that there are programs that help or assist people on disability, like myself, to get another place and even a house if they would like to get a house and
Go for it. That's the best way I can tell you.
I would be shocked if I can get a house.
Well, I would too, but go ahead and just go for it. It doesn't hurt to ask, okay?
Okay.
All right, you have a good one, and lots of prayers to your friend, and I hope he gets better, okay?
Yeah, me too, and happy Mother's Day to all of y'all.
Oh, thank you too, and happy birthday.
Yeah, aloha.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay,
John.
John, we got to pick this show up. It's going on a downer.
Well, that's okay. We have another call.
No.
What?
We have another caller. So a caller called in while we had that caller. So do you want me to put that person on?
Before you do that, would you give out your phone number?
Sure. It's 516-531-9874.
And that's for what?
Psychic Dale Shear.
I don't believe you today.
Okay. All right.
You're so obsessed with Barbara being okay. That's all you can think about, and you're forgetting about us.
All right.
Sorry, let's go.
Okay. Area code 919. You are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hello. Thank you so much for taking the call. My name is Kay. Hi.
Hi. Where are you calling
from? I'm sorry. I'm calling from Georgia.
Okay.
From Georgia. How can I help you?
I have a question regarding career. I had a fantastic interview on Tuesday. It was the third round, and I was hoping I would hear something back this week, but I didn't. How do you see it working out?
What kind of company is it?
A credit bureau.
You want to work for
a credit
bureau?
Reporting. Yes. It's a contract. Okay. Yes, it's in the legal department.
You're going to hear back. It's just there's delays around it, but it wouldn't hurt you to call them and say, I'm really interested in the job. What are my prospects? I'm getting it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sometimes, you know, what I've noticed lately, nobody calls anybody back. They text if they feel like it. It's really bad. So what can I say? You know, you need to call them.
Okay. Make it more personal.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
I mean, they have been very good. I like I said, I was just wondering if I was going to hear back this week, but I didn't. So, but
well,
I would definitely do that on Monday.
With that company, you're going to get something. So, just go for it.
Okay. Wonderful. Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
I'm done. What's going on?
Well, you know, this is it was our last caller, but I think that we have a certain good number of callers, which is good. How are you doing?
I'm okay. So, you know, you want to do the shout out at this point because Barbara's not here, and you want to call Barbara, and you're obsessed with Barbara. So, you know, I don't know what to tell you.
All right. Well, she's my best friend. Okay, this has been a great show, and you're going to be seeing the show uploaded soon. And if you have any interest in getting a reading from Dale Shear, you can call her at 808-372-1816. And happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there.
Oh, that's right. Hey, Johnny, what are you doing for your mom on Mother's Day?
Just that we're having, like, a thing for her, like, food and everything, everybody out of the house.
Uh-huh.
So, all right?
Enjoy.
Okay, well, good night, everyone. And
thanks, John.
Good night, Dale.
Thank you. Aloha.